妹主主日啊，主里平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you in the Lord.
好，谢谢弟兄，开始带领我们唱的这首诗歌，昨日、今日，直到永远。
We thank our brother who just led us in this hymn, yesterday, today, forever.
你看，我们都很熟悉，特别诗歌的副歌就说到万事万物都在改变，耶稣不改。
We're all very familiar with the chorus that says, all things may change, however, our Lord Jesus never changed. Right now, we're all experiencing how everything is changing.
特别是这个COVID-19 的全球的大流行，叫我们每一个人都实实在在的经历到万事万物都在改变。
Particularly because of COVID-19, this worldwide pandemic is causing all things for all of us to constantly change.
我们以前从来不会想过要改变的事情，现在都被改变。
The things in the past which we thought would never change now are all changed.
我们想到我们每天的衣食住行被改变了。
We think about how our daily lives, how we live, is changed.
我们很多人的工作的方式被改变了。
A lot of how we work have also changed.
我们孩子们上课的方式也被改变。
How our children go to school also has changed.
我们聚会的方式也改变。
How we gather for our meetings have also changed.
我记得以前我们大家在一起的时候，我们聚会开始的时候，弟兄们都会提醒大家，检查一下手机，把它关掉或者再放在震动。
I remember our brothers used to remind us at the beginning of the meetings that we need to check our cell phones, make sure it's turned off or put on silent or vibrate.
或许我们弟兄们还是要做这样的提醒。
Perhaps our brothers still need to remind us in this way.
但是感谢主，虽然我们经历到万事万物在我们身边，在我们身上都有改变。
But we thank the Lord, even though all things are changing around us and in us.
但是我们也经历到耶稣不改变。
But we do experience that our Lord Jesus, He never changes.
我们也经历到耶稣向着我们的爱不改变。
We also have experienced that the love of our Lord Jesus towards us have not changed.
所以因为在他这个不改变的爱，所以我们今天还是可以这样来聚集。
And so because of His unchanging love, we can still gather together.
因为他向着我们不改变，所以今天他还愿意来向我们来说话。
And because He has not changed, He is still willing to speak to us today.
因为他向着我们的旨意没有改变，也不会改变。
Because His will towards us has not changed and will not change.
说到改变，有的改变可能是我们喜欢的。
Speaking of change, perhaps there are some changes that we like.
但有的改变可能是我们不太喜欢，不太喜欢，甚至是讨厌的。
Perhaps there are also other changes that we do not like, or perhaps we find it irritating.
就是我们都喜欢一些我们喜欢的改变。
And so we like the changes that we enjoy and like.
我们那些不喜欢的改变呢，我们就希望它不要改变。
And so the things that we do not like to have changed, we just hope that it will never change.
或者变成了我们所喜欢的改变。
Or that it will change into something that we'd like.
在诗篇92篇当中记载的一个我们喜欢的改变，同时呢也有一个我们不喜欢的改变。
In Psalm 92, it records a change that we like as well as a change that we dislike.
我们喜欢的改变是在12节到13节当中说到。
And that which we do like is spoken of in verse 12 and 13.
那说到义人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树，他们载于耶和华的殿中，发旺在我们神的院里。
It says, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God.
我们都很喜欢，我们是像在这个圣殿中的树，在神的院中能够来不断的发旺。
We all like to be those plants that are planted in the house of the Lord and to flourish in God's courts.
我们能被改变，能够来多结出果子，这个多结出果子的改变是我们所喜欢的改变。
And we do like to have that change where we will bear much fruit. This is all something we enjoy.
但在同一个诗篇当中还有另外一个改变，这个改变就是我们不喜欢的改变。
However, in the same psalm, there is a change that we dislike.
就在第七节当中说到。
And that is spoken of in verse 7.
他说恶人茂盛如草，一切作孽之人发旺的时候，正是他们要灭亡直到永远。
That when the wicked sprouted up like grass and all who did iniquity flourished, it was only that they might be destroyed forevermore.
这里看到虽然恶人最后的结局是灭亡，但这之前呢，恶人要茂盛如草，要发旺。
Yes, we do see that the end result of the wicked is that they are destroyed forevermore. However, before that, we see that they flourish.
这可能就是我们不喜欢看见的改变。
Perhaps this is a change that we do not like to see.
我们看到恶人如草长起来呢，我们就会生气。
When we see the wicked sprouting up like grass, it causes us to have anger.
更不要说这些草还要茂盛还要发旺我们呢就会更生气
Not to speak of how they also flourish it causes us to have even greater anger
就像我们这个世代越来越邪恶
Just like our generation is becoming more and more evil
不法的事越来越多
And the things that are unlawful are becoming a greater number
我们都巴不得呢这些草不长
We all desire for that grass not to grow
就算长了呢也不要茂盛也不要发旺
And that even if it grows, that it would not flourish.
我们都巴不得呢，神可以每天来割草才好。
We hope that God will come to mow this grass every day.
但神却叫我们看见一件事情。
However, God causes us to see this matter.
万事万物都会改变，耶稣不改变。
All may change, but Jesus never.
在恶人茂盛如草发旺的时候，义人仍要发旺如棕树。发旺在神的院里。
When the wicked sprout up like grass and flourish, those that are righteous will flourish and grow in the courts of the Lord.
所以我今天跟大家的分享的负担，就是当我们处在一些我们所不喜欢的环境，在一些的艰难的环境的时候，我们仍然能够清楚地看到神的带领。
And so today my topic is to share with brothers and sisters, while we are still in environments in which we do not like, they are difficult, how are we to follow the leading of the Lord?
我们看到神的带领能够来激励我们，还是可以不断地往前。
We can see that the leading of the Lord not only will encourage us, but will move us forward.
我们仍然能够发旺在主的院里
and that we will all be planted and flourish in the courts of the Lord
接下来我们要一起来看以色列人在旷野中的一小段经历
and so we're going to take a look at a small experience of the Israelites in the wilderness
一同来学习神是如何带领以色列百姓在他们所不喜欢陌生的环境当中在艰难的环境当中能够继续不断地往前
We're going to see how the Israelites as they are being led by the Lord in difficulties and in a time of trouble how the Lord continued to move them forward
所以下面我们要一起来读出埃及记十五章二十二节到二十七节
So let's read Exodus chapter 15 We're going to read verses 22 to 27
摩西领以色列人从红海往前行到了苏尔的旷野在旷野走了三天找不着水到了马拉不能喝那里的水因为水苦所以那地名叫马拉百姓就向摩西发怨言说我们喝什么呢摩西呼求耶和华耶和华指示他一棵树他把树丢在水里水就变甜了耶和华在那里为他们定了律例典章在那里试验他们又说你若留意听耶和华你神的话又行我眼中看为正的事留心听我的诫命守我一切的律例我就不将所加于埃及人的疾病加在你身上因为我耶和华是医治你的他们到了以琳在那里有十二苦水泉七十棵棕树他们就在那里的水边安营
Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore it was named Marah. So the people grumbled at Moses, saying, What shall we drink? Then he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet.There he made for them a statute and regulation, and there he tested them. And he said, If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms, and they camped there beside the waters.
我们知道出埃及记就像是一部电影一样它非常生动地描述了以色列人的一段历史
We know that the book of Exodus is a lot like a movie It shows us in great detail some of the things that happened to the Israelites
这段历史被如此生动地记载下来是为了让我们所有的人得到益处
And this historical account has been recorded down so that it may be a benefit to all
叫以色列人 那时所遭遇的事情能够来成为我们的借鉴来警戒我们这些活在末世的人
And all of the things that the Israelites encountered, we pray that it will be like a warning to us so that we may be warned.
叫我们能够来谨慎，免得跌倒。
So that we may be watchful, lest we fall.
下面我们就要从开始念的这一小段圣经，就是当时以色列人百姓的一小段经历，我们来一同来学习。
So let's learn from this small passage of what the Israelites have experienced.
愿这些百姓的这段经历能够成为我们的借鉴，能够来警戒我们这些活在末世的人。
And so we hope that these things of what the people experience will be a warning to us so that we will know how to live in these end days.
我们第一，我们要来看走红海旷野的路。
And so first, we're going to take a look at walking the way of the wilderness by the Red Sea.
开始我们所念的第一节说到，摩西带领以色列人从红海往前行，到了苏尔的旷野。
From the first verse, we see that Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness.
我们知道以色列人出了埃及之后，神引领他们经过红海。
We know that when the Israelites were led by God out of Egypt, they first went through the Red Sea.
过红海就是受浸的预表。
And so crossing the Red Sea is an illustration of being baptized.
因为在哥林多前书第十章一二节就告诉我们，当时以色列人百姓从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
And it tells us in 1 Corinthians there that all our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
这一方面说到我们从前都是像这以色列人百姓一样，是在撒旦黑暗的权势里。
And so it shows us that we were just like all the Israelites previously in Egypt, that we were beneath the reign of Satan and in darkness.
但经过受浸，我们就脱离了这些黑暗的权势。
But after baptism, we have been set free from the powers of darkness.
就像那些以色列的百姓过了红海之后，他们就脱离了法老的权势。
Just like after the Israelites had crossed the Red Sea, they were now no longer under the dominion of Pharaoh.
而受浸的另外一个方面，更重要的是说到我们有了一个新的开始。
And another very important meaning of crossing the Red Sea is that now we have a new beginning.
我们经过受浸，我们就是一个新造的人，一个全新的人。
After going through baptism, now we are new creation. We are a new person.
就像当时的以色列人，他们过了红海以后，就是一群在神眼中新的以色列人。
Just like the Israelites, after they had crossed the sea, they are now a new Israel before God.
他们成为了一群没有捆绑而享而得自由的人。
They are a free people, people who have no more bondage.
但我们要知道，神救我们脱离捆绑，救我们得享自由，并不是为了让我们自由自在地过我们自己的生活。
We need to know that after the Lord has set us free, now that we have no more bondage, it's not just so that we could live freely however way we want.
神叫我们脱离这一切的捆绑，是叫我们有一个新的开始，一个新的起头。
The reason why we are set free from bondage is so that now we are a new person, we have a new beginning.
因为我们以前没有活在神的旨意的当中。
Because previously we did not live in the will of God.
所以神给我们一个新的起头，叫我们重新来成就神在我们身上的旨意。
And so God now allows us to have a new beginning so that now we can accomplish the will of God.
这就是受浸带给我们真正的意义。
This is the true meaning of baptism.
不仅叫我们成为一个新造的人，还是叫我们有一个新的起头，一个新的开始。
And so not only are we a new creation, but we have a new beginning, a new start.
就像从前从方舟里出来的诺亚跟他的儿子们一样。
Just like Noah and his sons after they had left the ark.
神不是叫他们出了方舟以后就自由自在的在地上生活。
God did not just allow Noah and his sons to come out of the ark to live however way they wanted.
他们出了方舟是神给他们一个新的生命，一个新的起头。
After they exited the ark, it was God who had given them a new life and a new beginning.
所以我们看到神就给了他们一个新的家谱。
And so God gave them now a new genealogy.
所以我们看到诺亚出了方舟以后，就为耶和华筑了一座坛，献上燔祭。
And so we see that after Noah came out of the ark, he built an altar to sacrifice to the Lord.
诺亚筑坛献燔祭，就是表示他新的起头是要来奉献自己，来为神而活。
We see that Noah built that altar and offered up that sacrifice to give. It was an illustration of how he is to give his whole life to the Lord as a new beginning.
今天同样，我们受浸归主以后，我们就有一个新的开始，一个新的起头。
And so in the same way, after our baptism, today we have a new beginning and a new start.
神 对我们来说，神在我们身上是一个新的起初，就是一个新的 Genesis。
And so now the Lord tells us that in him he is our new beginning, our new Genesis。
这个新的开始就是让我们现在不再为自己活，而是为主而活。
And in this beginning we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for the Lord。
所以当时神带领以色列百姓过了红海以后，他们有一个新的起头以后，他们不再走自己的路，不再走埃及的道路。
And so now when the Israelites are moving forward, they are no longer to go their own way or the way of Egypt.
而是马上在神的云柱火柱的引领下，摩西带领我们往前行。
But through the leading of the cloud as well as of the pillar of fire, they are following under Moses' direction.
那个起头是什么呢？
And so what is this beginning?
圣经说到，摩西引以色列人从红海往前行，到了苏尔的旷野。
The Bible tells us that Moses led Israel from the Red Sea and they went out into the wilderness of Shur.
我们可能从来没有想过，当我们蒙恩得救受尽归主以后，我们新的开始，新的起头就是进入旷野。
Perhaps we have never thought that as we have begun this new journey, this new phase in our life, that we would immediately enter into a wilderness.
我们新的起头就是开始走旷野的路。
And that our new journey is that we are to walk the way of a wilderness.
我们或许以为我才受尽，或者我现在属灵的生命还非常的弱小。
Perhaps you may think, because now my spiritual life is still in its infancy, I'm still very young, I'm just starting out.
神应该让我先走一段平坦的路，或者呢，把我放在一边呢，让我先准备一下。
Perhaps God should lead me in a very smooth and straight path, or perhaps just place me aside so that I could be better prepared.
等我准备好了呢，或许我再开始走旷野的路。
And that once I'm prepared, now I can walk the way of the wilderness.
当我们看到当时以色列百姓刚过红海的时候，神的云柱火柱就带领他们马上进入旷野。
However, we see that as soon as they have crossed the Red Sea, God led them to walk into the wilderness by His cloud and pillar of fire.
他们就马上开始走旷野的路。
Immediately, they began to walk into the wilderness.
同样，我们受浸之后，一开始就要起来走旷野的路。
And so as soon as we are baptized, we are to rise up and walk into the wilderness.
因为没有其他的路是神要我们走的。
Because there's no other way that the Lord wants us to go in.
我们的准备和我们的成长也是在旷野的路上。
Our preparation and our growth is also in the wilderness.
旷野是一个远离世界的地方，是与世界完全分别的地方。
The wilderness is a place that is separate, completely distinct from the world.
旷野的路也是我们非常陌生，从来没有走过的路。
And it's also a foreign place, a place that we've never walked before.
而且旷野的路也是一条艰难的路。
And it's also a path that is difficult.
这里圣经对旷野的路它有一个描述。
Here the Bible has this illustration of the wilderness.
说到他们在旷野走了三天找不着水。
It says that they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water.
走了三天找不着水，这就是旷野。
The wilderness is a place where you can walk for 3 days and find no water.
当我们在世界，在埃及的时候，我们不会找不到水。
When you are in Egypt, in the world, you will find water.
因为在埃及有尼罗大河。
Because there you find the Nile River.
我们知道尼罗河的两岸有肥沃的土地。
And we know that the two banks of the Nile River, the soil is very rich.
以色列人都觉得在那里他们有不花钱可以吃到的鱼。
And so there all the Israelites they remembered that without spending money you could eat fish.
他们有苦瓜，有西瓜，有韭菜，有葱跟蒜。
They have lots of squashes and vegetables, they have leeks, they have garlic.
而在旷野走了整整三天却找不着水。
And yet in the wilderness after walking for 3 days they found no water.
这让我们知道当我们走旷野路的时候是不会有世上的水的供应的。
And so yes, while you are walking the path in the wilderness, there will be no provision of water from the world.
我们从前生活在世界里，走在世界的路上的时候，可以找到世上的水来成为我们的供应。
Yes, previously, while we were walking in the world, we can find waters of the world that become our provision.
而当我们开始走旷野的路的时候，我们就无法取用世上的水来成为我们的供应，来成为我们的满足。
But while we are walking in the wilderness, we cannot use the waters of the world to be our satisfaction.
旷野不仅让我们与世界能够来分别，不再依靠这个世界。
And so the wilderness now separates us so that we can no longer rely on the world.
旷野对我们来说也是一所学校，是一个训练我们的地方。
And the wilderness is also a school, a place of training.
是神来培养我们的地方。
A place where God is training us.
是为了让我们来学习，我们不再寻找，不再依靠世上的供应，而是来学习寻求仰望我们的神。
So that we can learn that we are not to trust in the waters of the world, but a place where we become more reliant on God.
所以我们在旷野，走在旷野的路上，我们在干旱、疲乏、无水之地的时候，我们到底在寻求什么呢？
And so while we are walking in this dry and weary land, what are we looking for?
我们到底可想什么？我们的心到底在切慕什么呢？
What are we actually thinking about? What is it that our heart longs for?
当大卫在旷野当中，他就做了一首诗歌。
So while David, when he was in the wilderness, he wrote this song.
他说：“神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。”
He writes, "O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water."
这就是神让我们在旷野中来学习的。
This is what we are to learn in the wilderness.
就是来学习，来切切地寻求他。
We are to learn how to search and seek for him.
学习我们在干旱、疲乏、无水之地的时候，我们的心不是来寻求世上的供应和满足。
So that while we are in a dry and weary land, we are not looking for the waters of this earth to be our satisfaction.
而是来渴慕我们的主，来切慕我们的主。
But we are to seek earnestly after our Lord.
我们行走在旷野当中的时候，一定会面临缺乏，一定会面临不足。
So when you walk in the wilderness, yes, you will indeed encounter lack and thirst.
就像在旷野当中走了三天，找不着水。
Just like walking in the wilderness for 3 days and finding no water.
但我们在缺乏、在不足的时候，正是我们切切寻求主的时候。
But in that time of no satisfaction and in a time of lack, that is when we seek the Lord.
正是我们来切切寻求我们牧人的时候。
This is a time when we earnestly seek our shepherd.
因为耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Because he, Jehovah Lord, is our shepherd, and in him I have no lack.
因为是神带领我们走旷野的路。
Because it is God who is leading us to walk the way of the wilderness.
不是我们自己来走这一条路。
It's not ourselves who want to walk this way.
是神带领的路，他一定会来预备，他一定会来成为我们的供应。
Because he is the one leading us, he will give every provision and he will meet every need.
虽然在旷野三天找不着水，但是我们仍然要跟随神，神也必引领我们往前。
Even if we find no water after 3 days, we still follow because he is the one who will meet our need and lead us forward.
第二，苦水变甜。
Secondly, this is a place where bitter water becomes sweet.
接着我们看到神带领以色列的百姓就到了马拉。
We see that God led his people to a place of, called Mara.
圣经说马拉那地方有水，但却不能喝。
Here it tells us that the waters of Mara were bitter; you could not drink it.
因为水是苦的。
Because the water was bitter.
我们可以想象一下那天的情景。
We can imagine that scene.
以色列百姓在旷野走了三天的路，找不着水。
The Israelites have walked for 3 days and found no water.
终于，他们到了一个马拉有水的地方。
Finally, they came to a place called Mara, the place that had water.
众人以为这下好不容易找着水了。
And they thought to themselves, "Great, we found water."
但却发现那个水是苦的，不能喝。
But realized it was bitter, and they could not drink it.
我想这个感觉可能比找不到水更差。
Perhaps this feeling is even worse than not finding water.
因为会让人觉得绝望。
Because it can cause disappointment.
有水。但这个水是苦的，不能喝。
There is water, but it's useless. It cannot be, you cannot drink it.
换句话说，是有水，但这个水呢，对我来说呢，没有什么用处。
Or in other words, that yes, there is water, but it is useless to me.
这其实也是我们，常常的属灵的光景。
Oftentimes, this is also our spiritual condition.
我们都有主的生命在我的里面。
We all have the life of the Lord within us.
但我里面这个生命在我生活当中好像没有什么用处。
That this life within me, in my daily life, it's like it is somewhat useless.
我里面有主谦卑的生命， 但我活出来呢，却是常常骄傲。
I have the humble life of the Lord that is within me, but what lives out is a life of pride.
我应该有主刚强的生命，但我活出来呢，常常是软弱的光景。
I have the powerful strength of the life of the Lord within me. However, what comes out is a life of weakness.
我里面有主爱的生命，但我活出来呢，我不仅不能全心的爱主，我也无法爱人如己。
And so also, I have the life of the Lord within me that is full of love. However, what comes out of me is one that is just loving myself. I cannot love him.
我有主的生命，但我生活的经历似乎是苦的。
I have the life of the Lord. However, my daily life feels bitter.
就像在马拉的光景当中，不是没有水，而是这水是苦的，没有用处。
And so our experience is like the Israelites here at Mara. It's not that we don't have water, but that water is bitter.
我不是没有读圣经，不是没有参加查经聚会。
And it's not that I don't read the Bible or attend Bible study.
但我读的主的话在我身上好像没有什么用处。
But when I read God's word, it's like it's useless in my life.
我不是没有祷告，我也常常的祷告。
And it's not like I don't pray, I pray often.
但这些祷告在我的身上，在我周围的环境当中，好像没有带下任何的改变。
But all of these prayers, it does not seem as if it's brought about any change.
我的祷告好像没有什么用处。
And it's like my prayers are useless.
我不是没有聚会，我也常常来聚会。
And it's not like I don't attend meetings, I go to meetings often.
但这所有的聚会好像对我来说没有什么帮助，没有什么用处。
But all of these meetings don't seem as if it's very useful or very helpful to me.
这就是我们到了马拉。
This is us coming to Mara.
有水，但水是苦的。
There is water, but that water is bitter.
这水对我来说没有用处。
And that water to me is useless.
而且当我们到了马拉的时候，也失掉了我们起初救恩的喜乐。
And when we come to Mara, we have lost that first love and joy.
就像当时以色列百姓在马拉，因为水苦不能喝，他们就来向摩西发怨言，来抱怨他。
And so the Israelites, when they came to Mara and the water was bitter, they could not drink it, they immediately started to grumble and complained against Moses.
我们记得三天前，他们在红海来唱歌，来跳舞，来赞美神。
Just 3 days ago, they were singing and dancing at the banks of the Red Sea, praising God.
而三天后，同样这些百姓就在那里埋怨。
But the same people, 3 days later, were grumbling.
仅仅三天，他们就忘记了神曾经在他们身上的作为。
Just 3 days after, they had completely forgotten God's work in their lives.
仅仅三天，他们就忘记了是神的云柱跟火柱带领他们来到那里。
In only 3 days, they had forgotten that it was the pillar of cloud and fire that had brought them to that place.
所以当我们来读圣经的时候，我们会发现，当以色列的百姓刚过红海的时候，全会众一起来唱歌跳舞，来赞美神。
When we read the Bible, we do find that it was the entire nation of Israel that were singing and praising and dancing before God right after they crossed the Red Sea.
圣经整整甚至在出埃及记十五章用了整整21节来记录他们一同向神的赞美。
And the Bible records in Exodus 15, 21 verses of them singing praise to God.
但之后，百姓赞美神的声音几乎就消失。
But immediately the songs of praise were completely gone after 3 days.
之后在整个的旷野当中，我们几乎完全听不见以色列人百姓赞美神的声音。
And in the wilderness, you pretty much could not hear any sound of praise from the Israelites.
我们发现，一直要到大卫的时候，众百姓在一起起来唱歌跳舞。
It wasn't even until the time of David where we find the Israelites were able to come together and sing and dance and praise God together.
我们里面赞美神的声音的稀少，是因为我们里面生命有苦的成分。
The songs and sound of praise within us diminish because we have so much bitterness.
回想我们刚信主的时候，我们渴慕主的话，我们也常常祷告。
When we think back to when we were first saved, we really wanted God's word. We were hungry for His word, and we wanted to pray often.
我们来参加每个聚会都会觉得甘甜。
And every time we gathered for a meeting, it felt sweet.
但不久，这些喜乐跟甘甜就消失。
But very quickly, all of those that joy it diminishes.
反而埋怨却渐渐的多了起来。
And we have more and more complaints.
因为在马拉，这水是苦的，不能喝。
Because at Mara, the water was bitter, you could not drink it.
给我们看到我们生命里面有苦的成分。
And so we find that there is this attitude of bitterness in our life.
我们不比那些以向摩西抱怨的以色列人好那么一点。
We're no better than the Israelites who complained and grumbled against Moses.
我们也常常发怨言，抱怨我们周围的环境，抱怨我们周围的人。
We often also complain about our circumstances and complain about the people around us.
这就是我们里面有苦的生命的表现。
This is an expression of the bitterness of life within us.
所以神带领我们过红海走旷野的路，来到马拉，就是为了显明我们里面生命的这样一个光景。
And so God leads us to the wilderness after the Red Sea to reveal to us the true nature of our life.
是为了让我们里面这些苦的东西能够不断地被除去。
So that all of these things of bitterness can be taken away.
所以我们看到摩西的生命就与这些百姓不同。
And so we see Moses' life within him was different from the Israelites.
这里我们看到，当百姓向摩西抱怨的时候，摩西没有像这些百姓一样反过去来指责这些百姓。
When the people grumbled and complained to Moses, he did not turn around and just point his finger at them.
他有完全的理由可以来指责这些以色列百姓。
He had the perfect reason and excuse to blame the people.
他没有，他反而去呼求耶和华。
However, he did not. He went and cried out to the Lord.
因为摩西有一个不一样的生命。
Because his life was different within him.
他在这件事情显出他里面的生命不是苦的。
In this matter, he showed that the life within him was not bitter.
他面对这所有的抱怨的时候，他只是简简单单地来到神的面前来呼求神。
When he faced all of these grumblings, he very simply came before the Lord and cried out to him.
这对我们来说是一个非常好的一个学习。
This is a great learning experience for us.
当我们来面对难处的时候，我们要想到我们有一位牧人。
When we encounter difficulties, we need to think of how we have a shepherd.
我们有一位爱我们的牧人，我们可以来向他来祈求。
We have a shepherd who loves us, and we can cry out to him.
因为这一位爱我们的牧人是我们患难中随时的帮助。
Because this shepherd is our help, a very timely help in time of trouble.
所以我们所经历的一些的难处是为了叫我们，或者是有的时候甚至逼我们去呼求神。
So all of these difficulties, sometimes it causes us and or it forces us to call out to God.
所以当我们回转来到神的面前的时候，我们发现我们就有了路。
So that when we turn back to him, we will find that there is a way out.
就像摩西来向耶和华呼求的时候，耶和华就来帮助他，就指示他一棵树。
Just like when Moses cried out to the Lord showed him that there was this tree.
摩西把这棵树丢在水里，水就变甜了。
And he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet.
这棵树就是主自己。
This tree is our Lord himself.
当我们碰到我们主的时候，我们里面的生命就会被改变。
When we see our Lord, that life within us will be changed.
我们里面苦的生命的成分就会被不断地除去。
That bitterness and that bitter life within us can be cast out.
能够成为甘甜的生命。
So that it could be changed into a sweet life.
能够叫我们里面的愁苦能够变成甘甜。
So that that which is frustration within us can turn into sweetness.
这就是去以马忤斯的两个门徒生命改变的经历。
This was the experience of the change within the two disciples walking on the way to Emmaus.
这经历也发生在我们每个人的生命的当中。
This is also an experience that happens inside all of us.
有一棵树能使苦水变为甘甜。
There is this tree that can change bitter water into sweet.
这里有一件有趣的事情。
There is something very interesting here.
耶和华是指示摩西一棵树。
The Lord showed Moses a tree.
神并没有为摩西当时造出一棵树来，或变出一棵树来。
The Lord did not all of a sudden cause a tree to sprout out, or that he magically caused a tree to appear.
神而是指示他一棵树。
But the Lord showed him a tree.
原来这棵树已经在那里。
And so we see that this tree was originally already there.
神只是启示摩西去发现了这棵树。
God only simply revealed to Moses that there was a tree standing there.
其实神在我们每一个马拉的苦水的旁边都已经预备了一棵树。
And so actually, every time you come to the waters of Mara, there has already been a tree growing there.
所以当我们来呼求神的时候，
And so when you cry out to God,
他就把这棵树来启示给我们。
He will reveal to you that tree standing there.
他就让我们能够来 能够来找到，能够来发现。
He will allow you to find it, to realize it's there.
这是何等奇妙的一件事。
This is something very amazing.
就像我们所熟悉的一首诗歌当中所唱。
Just like this hymn that we're all very familiar with.
他说：“一路我们救主引领，鼓励我走每步路，供我灵粮，长我生命，帮助我历每次苦。旅程虽然力不能支，心灵虽然可难当。”看啊，面前就是磐石，喜乐活泉可来尝。
This hymn says, All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see.
看啊，面前就是磐石。
Lo, a spring of joy I see.
我们的面前就是磐石。
Right before us is this rock.
我们实在来感谢赞美我们的主。
We really want to thank and praise our Lord.
他在我们生活的每一个环境，在我们每一个难处当中，都已经在我们面前预备了这一棵树。
In our daily life, in our everyday environments, He has already prepared this tree before us.
主其实就在我们的面前。
The Lord is actually right in front of us.
如果不是的话，他如何能够来成为我们随时的帮助？
If it weren't so, how could he be our help in every time of trouble?
如果主不在我们的身边，主为什么会说祈求的就给你们，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给你们开门？
If it were not so, why would he say that you can knock and you will find, seek and I will answer?
正因为主在我们的身边，所以当我们来祈求的时候，他就来扶持我们。
Because he is right with us. Every time we call out to him, he will answer us.
因为主就在我们的边上，所以当我们来寻找他的时候，他不会来跟我们玩捉迷藏，而是让我们能够来寻见他。
Because he is right next to us, he will not play hide and seek with us. He will allow himself to be found.
当我们来向主叩门的时候，他不会让我们久等，而是来给我们开门。
And so when we knock on that door, he won't allow us to stand there waiting for a long time. He will open the door.
这就是主的应许。他是我们随时的应时的帮助。
This is the promise of our Lord. He is our ever-present help in every time of trouble.
今年年初的时候，我的两个孩子跟他们的妈妈呢，开始每天呢，一起读一章圣经。
At the beginning of this year, my two children with their mother would always read a chapter of the Bible together.
他们不是在一起读，但是呢，他们有一个 text message 的 group。
And so even though they don't read it together, they have a text message group.
所以每天呢，他们把自己读到的一节呢，分享给大家。
And so every day, they would share with everybody one verse that they had read.
同时呢，也写一两句话，分享为什么他们喜欢分享这一节圣经。
And they would also write about one or two phrases as to why they like that verse.
他们也把我加在这个群里面。
And they also added me to this group.
所以我每天呢也可以读到他们的分享。
And so every day I can also read of what they had shared.
一两周前，我有个孩子在有几天呢，他在 try out 学校的运动队。
And so a few days ago, a little while ago, one of my children was trying out for a sports team.
那时候我心里就会想，他到底能不能make the team， 或者是可以 make 哪一个 team？
And so at that time, I was thinking in my heart whether or not this child would make the team and which team.
就在一天的晚上呢，我就读到我女儿所分享的一节圣经。
And so one night, I read one of the verses that my daughter had shared.
一节圣经就是说到那个逾越节的晚餐的时候呢，门徒的就起了争论，他们中间哪个可算为大。
And in that passage, the disciples were arguing at the night of the Passover who was greatest.
他分享到他为什么喜欢在这一节圣经。
And she shared why she liked that passage.
她说到我们常常容易被许多的事情所分心。
She says oftentimes we can be so easily distracted by the things around us.
我们不应该不专注于神，我们不应该 lose focus on the Lord.
We should not lose focus on the Lord.
所以这个简单的分享，当时我看到以后，就成为我当时应时的帮助。
And so when I saw this verse and this sharing, it became my very timely help.
能够成为我很好的提醒。
And it was a very good reminder to me.
我们的主不是隐藏的。
Our Lord is not one who is hidden.
我们的主是可以让我们能够来看见。
Our Lord is one whom we can see.
他就在我们的面前来成为我们随时应时的帮助。
He is our very present help in the time of trouble right in front of us.
这个是非常真实的。
This is something very real.
当我们看到这棵树把这棵树丢在水里的时候，水就变甜了。
And when we see this tree and throw it into the water turns sweet.
当我们看到这棵树时，我们不需要等别人帮我们把这棵树丢在水里。
When we see this tree, we don't need to wait for somebody else to cast it into the water.
让我们自己来经历主，我们自己来亲自的遇见我们的主。
We ourselves can personally meet the Lord and experience the Lord.
这棵树就是生命树。
This tree is a tree of life.
当我们走在旷野的路上，一定会遇到许多的环境，许多的难处。
When we walk in the wilderness, we will encounter many difficulties and problems.
但这一切是与神用云柱火柱带领我们来走这条旷野的路。
Yet it is our God who is leading us with that pillar of cloud and of fire to walk this way.
我们也会一次一次的来到马拉。
And time and time again, we will come to Mara.
我们也会一次一次的经历到无水之地。
And time and time again, we will encounter a place of the weary land with no water.
我们也会一次一次的面对苦水的困境。
And time and time again, we will encounter a place of bitter water.
当我们要来学习向主来祈求。
But we need to learn how to cry out to the Lord.
能够来看见这一棵生命树。
And we need to see this tree of life.
来学习用这棵生命树来解决我们的需要。
And allow this tree of life to solve our needs.
当以色列人在马拉遇见苦水，在天然当中来发怨言的时候。
And so when the people of Israel came to Mara and started to complain and grumble.
摩西在马拉面临同样的苦水的时候，
when Moses also encountered the same bitter water,
面对百姓的抱怨的时候，
and when he encountered the grumbling and complaints of the people,
他则来到神的面前来祈求。
He came to ask and request of the Lord.
在那里我们看到摩西好像就像那一棵生命树一样，
It's like Moses himself was the tree of life.
丢在了这群百姓的苦水当中，
He was thrown into the midst of this bitter water,
就能够带下生命跟平安，
and brought in peace and life.
这些百姓因着摩西而蒙福。
And so these people, because of Moses, were blessed.
这就是神要我们在这旷野当中不断来学习。
And this is a lesson that we're constantly learning in the wilderness.
叫我们常常的活在生命树里。
So that we would often abide, live in the tree of life.
在旷野中，在面对难处的时候，在面对我们不能喝的苦水的时候。
That in our life, while we are meeting difficulties, while we're meeting this bitter water.
我们要活在生命树里。
We need to live in the tree of life.
这样我们的生命就会被改变。
And then our life will be changed.
我们里面的苦水就能够变成甘甜。
And that water that's bitter inside of us can turn into something sweet.
愿在我们的生活，在我们的家庭的当中，在我们的聚会的当中，我们都能常常的活在生命树里。
So may in our daily lives and in our gatherings, in our families, may we often drink of the sweet water.
不仅叫我们自己的生命被改变，能够来成为甘甜的生命。
So that our own lives would not only be changed and be sweet.
也让我们这甘甜的生命能够成为别人的祝福。
But may this sweet life also become the blessing of others.
第三，医治我们的疾病。
Thirdly, he heals our diseases.
以色列百姓过了马拉苦水变甜之后，耶和华就在那里为他们定了律例和典章。
And so after Mara, after the water had been turned into something sweet, now God spoke to them.
就在那里试验他们。
There he tested them.
神借着向百姓定的律例典章，就是来告诉他们，他们现在是神的百姓。
God gave them a statute and regulation to show them and to tell them that they are a people that belong to him.
他们以前是属埃及法老的，而现在他们是属神的。
Previously, they belonged to Egypt, they belonged to Pharaoh, but now they belong to God.
他们现在是在神的权柄跟管理之下。
Now they are underneath the authority of God.
神的律法就讲到我们人与神应有的关系。
The law speaks of the relationship that we need to have with God.
而神的典章就是说到神的百姓应该如何的生活。
His statutes and regulations tell us of how God's people need to live.
而且神要在那里试验他们。
And there, God tested them.
就是来试验这些百姓能不能活出这个生命。
To test out whether or not they can live out this life.
我想我们大多数人都不喜欢被试炼。
I do believe most of us, we do not like tests.
就像我们的孩子们大多数都不喜欢考试一样。
Just like our children who say that they do not enjoy tests.
因为我们都怕考不好。
Because we're all afraid of not testing well.
我女儿经常也盼望着在考试的那一天，突然停电。
My daughter often hopes that on the day of her test, the power will go out.
这样她就不用考试。
Then she wouldn't have to take the test.
其实就算是停电，那也只是考试延期，考试不会取消的。
Even if the power goes out, it just means the test is a little later. It's delayed. It has not been canceled.
我们如果不经过试炼，我们就不知道我们里面生命的真正的光景。
If we do not go through tests, we would not know the true condition of our life.
就像以色列百姓在马拉遇见苦水这个试验，就显出他们里面生命的光景。
Just like the test at the bitter waters of Marah, it revealed the true condition of their life.
同时，神试验我们的目的不仅仅是显露我们生命的光景。
Not only, and also in the same way, God used tests to show us what is the true condition of our life.
更要来改变我们生命的光景。
But even more so, it is to change us.
让我们能够来更像神的百姓。
So that we can become more like God's people.
所以神在那里对百姓说。
And so there, God said to the people.
你若留意听耶和华你神的话，又行我眼中看为正的事。留心听我的诫命，守我一切的律例。
And so he says, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes.
这其实是神与百姓所立的一个约。
This is the covenant that he is making with his people.
这是过了红海之后，神与人立所立的第一个约。
This is the very first covenant after the people had crossed the Red Sea.
每一个约其实就是关乎选择。
Every covenant actually has to do with a choice.
神与人所立的每一个约，不仅让我们能够看到神的选择是什么。
And so in every covenant that God makes with us, it's not only for us to not only see His choice.
每一个约也让我们看到神给我们的选择。
But it also shows us God's choice for us.
我们都非常熟悉的约翰福音三章十六节，这就是一个约。
We're all very familiar with John 3:16. This is also a covenant.
这就是神与我们每个人所立的约。
This is a covenant that He has made with every one of us.
我们看到在这个约当中，神的选择是什么？神的选择就是来爱世人，爱世上每一个人。这是他的选择。
And in this covenant, we see that God has chosen that He has chosen to love every single person in this world.
神的选择就是将他的独生爱子赐给我们，他的选择就是将他的独生的爱子为我们死，这是他的选择。
His choice is that He has given His one and only begotten Son, so that none would perish. This is His choice.
这个约也看到神给我们的选择。
And we also see at the same time the choice He has given to us.
我们可以选择相信接受。
We can choose to accept and believe.
我们也可以选择我们不信拒绝。
We can also choose to disbelieve and reject.
所以当神在那里与以色列百姓所立了这个约，他就说到一件事情。
And so when God made this covenant with His people Israel, He also says,
他说到神要他的百姓来选择生命。
He wants His people to choose life.
神要他的百姓来拣选生命。
He wants His people to choose life.
神的心意不仅让我们仅仅有这样一个生命，有甘甜的生命。
He not only wants us to have this life, have this sweet life.
神更要我们在凡事上面来拣选生命。
But in all things, He wants us to choose life.
因为当我们来拣选生命的时候，我们就会选择来留意听神的话。
Because once you choose life, then you will take heed to the voice of the Lord.
如果我们是来拣选生命的话，我们就会选择行神眼中看为正的事。
Because if you choose to do what is right, then you will choose life, then you will choose to do what is right in the sight of the Lord.
这个生命的选择，这个选择一直贯穿着人类的历史，从创世纪一直到启示录。
And this choice constantly goes throughout all mankind's history from the very beginning.
神一直来呼召我们，叫我们来选择生命。
God is constantly calling for us to choose life.
但很可惜，我们人往往选错。
But sadly, we often make the wrong choice.
我们在凡事上没有来选择生命，而选其他的东西。
Oftentimes, in all other things, we choose other things and not life.
就像亚当一开始就选错，他的考试一下子就 fail。
And so, at the very beginning, Adam, he chose wrong, and so this very first test, he failed it.
那我们人为什么往往会选错呢？
And so why is it that as man that oftentimes we choose wrong?
神在这里清楚地告诉我们，人没有来拣选生命的原因，是因为我们身上有一种疾病。
And so God tells us very clearly here that the reason why we have not chosen correctly is because we have this disease or this illness in us.
这个病就叫埃及人的疾病。
And this is the illness that God has put in the Egyptians.
当这个埃及人的疾病在我们身上的时候，我们就不会来拣选生命。
When there is the disease of the Egyptians in us, then we will not choose life.
我们就不会来留意听耶和华的话。
We will not take heed to the voice of the Lord.
我们就不会来行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
We will not do what is right in the sight of God.
以色列百姓在埃及生活了400多年。
The people of Israel had lived in Egypt for about 400 some years.
他们的生活习惯，他们的心思意念，完全受埃及人的影响。
Their daily life habits, their thoughts, and every intention of their heart was like Egypt.
他们在埃及地就染上了埃及人的疾病。
And so because they lived in Egypt, they had the diseases of the Egyptians in them.
那么到底什么是埃及人的疾病呢？
So what exactly is the disease of the Egyptians?
总结起来就是不信神、拒绝神、抵挡神和反对神。
To sum it up, it is to reject God, to oppose God, to be against God.
或者说埃及人的疾病就是世界。
Or in other words, the disease of the Egyptians is the world.
因为这个世界就是不信神、拒绝神、抵挡神和反对神。
Because this world does not believe in God, it rejects God, it is opposed to God.
就是因为这个疾病，虽然我们是被神从世界当中拯救出来。
And so because of this disease, even though we have been saved out of this world by God,
但我们的心中还是被这个埃及人的疾病所感染。
However, our hearts are still infected by the disease of the Egyptians.
我们的心里还是向往着这个世界。
Our hearts are still towards this world.
就像埃及人的疾病当时在这些以色列人的身上一样。
Just like how the diseases of the Egyptians were still upon the people of Israel.
这个埃及人的疾病是致命的。
And so this disease of the Egyptians, it is a fatal disease.
因为这个病，所以整整一代的以色列人最后都倒闭死亡在旷野的当中。
It caused this entire generation of Israelites to fall in the wilderness.
神让他的百姓经过旷野，是来诊断出他们身上埃及人的疾病。
And so he had taken them into the wilderness out of Egypt because he wanted to heal them from their diseases.
是为了来医治他们，来除掉他们身上埃及人的疾病。
It was to heal them, and it was to take out the disease of the Egyptians.
也是让我们的心能够真正的从世界当中出来，可以来拣选生命。
And it's so that our hearts can truly choose life and truly be separate from this world.
所以神要来医治我们身上这个埃及人的疾病。
And so God wants to heal us from the diseases of the Egyptians.
因为主说过，健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
Even our Lord Jesus says, the healthy have no need for a physician, only those who are ill, who are sick, need the doctor.
因为有病的人就要去找医生。
Because those who are ill will find the help, seek the help of a doctor.
所以我们的神不仅看到我们身上有疾病。
And so our God, our Lord, he sees that not only do we have disease in us,
他也为我们预备了医生。
He has prepared a physician for us.
所以这里神向我们启示说，耶和华是我们的医治。
And so here, God reveals to us that I, the Lord, am your healer.
这其实是神的一个名字，说到是耶和华拉法，耶和华是我的医治。
And so here it reveals to, he's revealing to us his name, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, your healer.
这个医生与我们平时去看的医生不一样。
This physician is different from the doctors that you normally go to.
如果我们去生病看医生的话，这个医生可能会有办法来医治你，也可能他没有办法来医治你，或者他根本就不想来医治你。
When you come to see a doctor here in this world, perhaps he may have a way to help you, perhaps not, or perhaps he doesn't want to help you.
所以有的时候我们觉得我们去看这个医生也没什么用。
And so sometimes we think if we go find a doctor, it's kind of useless.
但我们主这位医生不一样。
But our Lord, as a physician, he's different.
因为他就是我们的医治。
Because he is our healer.
只要我们去看这位医生，我们就不能不得到医治。
As long as you go find him, you will find healing.
他不是来在我们身上做一些复杂的医疗的一些 procedure, 一些过程。
He's not going to do any complicated procedures upon you.
因为他自己就是医治。
Because he himself is the healing.
就像主是爱，只要我们去到主那里去靠近主，我们就不能不得到这个爱。
Just like he himself is love, so when you come near to him, you can't help but to have his love.
所以我们的神何等的希望我们这些有病的人去到主那里去靠近他。
And so how he desires for us who have diseases to come to draw near to him.
那么我们身上的这些疾病就会被医治。
Then all of the diseases inside of us will be healed.
就像那个患血漏的妇人，她一摸到主，她的病就被医治。
Just like that hemorrhaging woman, when she touched the hem of the Lord, she was healed.
因为耶和华就是我的医治。
Because Jehovah is my healing.
因为我们不仅能够来承认我们身上有埃及人的疾病。
So not only do we need to acknowledge that we have the diseases of Egypt in us,
也愿意我们到我们生命的医生主那里。
But may we also be willing to come to our Lord, who is the physician, great physician.
他就来医治我们的疾病。
He will heal our diseases.
因为他已经为我们受了鞭伤。
Because he himself has already been struck for us.
因为他已经在十字架上担当了我们的疾病。
And upon the cross, he has taken all of our illnesses upon himself.
愿我们能常常到主那边，能够来靠近我们的主。
May we often draw near to our Lord.
好让我们生命中的疾病，这个埃及人的疾病能够被医治。
So that the illnesses and the diseases of Egypt that we have will be healed from us.
能够来除去我们心中的世界。
May the world be cast out from our hearts.
让我们不仅能够得生命，而且在凡事上来拣选生命。
So that not only will we gain life, but in all things that we would choose life.
我们看到神带领以色列百姓出埃及，过了红海，给了他们一个新的生命，一个新的起头。
We see that after God had led the Israelites out of Egypt through the Red Sea, they had a new beginning, a new start.
神就带领他们进入旷野，走旷野的路。
And God brought them to walk through the wilderness.
在旷野中，在马拉试验他们，改变他们的生命。
And that at Marah, God tested them. He wanted to change their life.
在那里与他们立约，来医治他们里面埃及人的疾病。
And there He also established a covenant. He wanted to heal them of their illnesses.
叫他们来拣选生命。
He wanted them to choose life.
但神的目的不是在旷野。
However, God's purpose is not in the wilderness.
神的目的是要把他们带到以琳。
His purpose was to bring them to Elim.
带到一个有十二股水泉和七十棵棕树的地方。
To bring them to a place of 12 springs of water, 70 date palms.
神的目的是要把以色列百姓带到丰富之地。
God's purpose was to bring them to a place of abundance.
这预表着神带领以色列百姓过红海走旷野的路，不是说让他们停在那里。
God's purpose to bring them into the wilderness after crossing the Red Sea was not for them to stop there.
那里只是神在他们身上做工的地方。
This was just a place where God was to work in them.
神是要把他们带进迦南一个丰富的之地。
God still wants to bring them into Canaan, a place of great abundance.
当初神怎么样子带领以色列百姓，今天神一样来带领我们。
How God led the Israelites back then is still the same how He is leading us today.
我们的神是昨日今日一直不改变的神。
Our God is a God who is the same yesterday, today, forever.
他救我们脱离罪恶和死亡。
He has led us to be set free from sin in the world.
能够来叫我们受尽归入到他的名下。
And from death so that we can be baptized beneath His name.
他赐给我们一个新的生命，给我们的新的起头，新的开始。
He has given us a new life, a new start and a new beginning.
他带领我们走旷野的路。
And He leads us to walk the way of the wilderness.
在我们的生命中来做炼净的一个工作。
And in our lives, He is doing that refining work.
他带领我们经过一个一个的马拉，来显露我们里面生命的光景。
He is bringing us to one by one different maras to reveal to us the true condition of our life.
他也在那里，在我们生命当中的每一步，为我们预备生命树。
And there, at every step in our life, He is always preparing the tree of life.
让这个生命树来改变我们的生命。
May that tree of life change our lives.
他也与我们来立约，让我们知道我们是被拣选的族类，是属神的子民。
And He establishes this covenant with us so that we may know that we are a people who belong to God.
他也来成为我们的医治，来医治我们里面埃及人的疾病。
And He is also our healing. He will heal us of all the diseases of the Egyptians.
来除去我们里面的世界，叫我们凡事上来拣选生命。
He will cast out the world so that in all things we will choose life.
他引领我们走旷野的路，经过马拉。
He will also lead us in the way of the wilderness and go through Marah.
他要带领我们到以琳，叫我们来预尝将来天上的丰富和满足。
And He will bring us to Elim so that we can taste the foretaste a little bit of the abundance of heaven.
因为在以琳有十二股水泉和七十个棕树。
Because at Elim there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms.
在那里满了丰盛的生命。
There was a place full of abundant life.
神带领我们走旷野的路，一路上有许多的艰难，许多的艰苦。
When he brings us through the wilderness, there are many difficulties, many problems.
在旷野的路上也有很多的眼泪。
And on the way of the wilderness, there may be many tears.
但是神要我们发望如棕树。
However, God wants us to raise up our eyes to look to the tree.
神要我们发望在神的院里多结果子。
That in his courts, that we may bear much fruit.
让我们都看见那一天的 景象
so that we may see the scene of that day
也盼望在那一天我们每个人的手中都拿着棕树枝
and that on that day in our hands we would also have these palm branches
来迎接我们主的回来
that we would all be those who welcome the return of our Lord
愿这个盼望成为我们的意向成为我们的鼓励
may this hope be our vision and our encouragement
在今天走旷野的路
as we walk the way of the wilderness today
好我们低头祷告
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主我们实在的感谢
Lord we truly thank you
你不仅来救我们你也亲自来带领我们走旷野的路
Lord not only have you saved us but you also lead us to walk the way of the wilderness
你让我们在旷野当中来切切的寻求你
And in the wilderness you also lead us so that we would earnestly seek after you
你就因为你就是我们面前的生命树
Because you are that tree of life right in front of us.
你能够叫我们里面苦的生命能够变成甘甜。
You can change that bitter life inside of us into something sweet.
你也来医治我们身上埃及人的疾病。
And you have also healed all the diseases of the Egyptians within us.
叫我们在凡事上能够来拣选生命。
So that in all things we can choose life.
我们求主来能够来保守我们。
Lord, we do pray that you would watch over, protect us.
在这艰难的环境的当中。
In these difficult situations.
在恶人茂盛如草发旺的时候。
In this time where the wicked, they flourish and they grow like grass.
仍然叫我们发旺如棕树。
Still allow us to be firmly planted and flourish in your courts.
能够来发旺在神的院中。
May we grow and flourish in your courts.
能够来结出蒙你悦纳的果子。
And to bear fruit that is acceptable to you.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise you, Lord.
奉主的名祷告。
In your most precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.